Welcome to Reddit Drama, where we dive into Reddit's most buzzworthy posts of the week. All right, folks, buckle up because today's trending Reddit post is a roller coaster of family drama, health struggles, and a suspected illiteracy bombshell. Let's dive in. So OP, a 26-year-old woman, starts by explaining her family dynamic. Her dad, 50, has been with his partner, Anne, who's 55, for about 15 years. Anne's had a rough life, drug addict parents, foster care, and no high school diploma, which, let's face it, already sets a tough stage. OP and Anne don't exactly get along, but things are about to get a lot messier. Here's the setup. OP's dad recently hurt his back pretty badly. He told OP he was taking a month of paid medical leave, but plot twist, Grandma spills the tea that he actually only took 2 weeks of PTO and sick days. He went back to work early, despite still being in serious pain. Naturally, OP confronts him, only to find out that Anne was supposed to be handling the FMLA paperwork so he could take more time off. Now Anne steps in, and here's where the tension explodes. She tells OP to back off, claiming she's been filling out forms since before you were born. But OP's got doubts, big ones. Apparently, it's a low-key family rumor that Anne might be functionally illiterate. Her Facebook posts and texts are a mess. Think R instead of our and great instead of great. Plus, Anne uses voice typing and has Siri read texts for her. Even OP's brother got in trouble as a kid for asking Anne to read a birthday card out loud. So, yeah, there's a history here. Fast forward a couple weeks, and OP checks in again. Dad's still working, despite looking like Quasimodo the last time she saw him. Anne, when pressed, snaps that if OP's so worried, she should just give them money so Dad can take time off, and OP loses it. She drops the bomb. It shouldn't take you a month to fill out a few forms. You know you're illiterate, so just let me do it. Boom. Anne hangs up. Dad stops talking to OP, and now she's wondering, did she go too far? So, is OP the asshole here? On the one hand, yeah, it's harsh to throw Anne's possible illiteracy in her face, especially if it's a sensitive issue. On the other hand, Dad's health is on the line, and Anne's refusal to let OP help feels like pride getting in the way of common sense. Hey, quick question. How many of you have ever heard something on podcasts and thought, I gotta write that down, but only to miss it because pausing and rewinding is a hassle? Don't worry, I've got you covered. Recently, I'm obsessed with this amazing app called ChatPods. Whenever a quote catches my ear, I just tap a button, and it'll instantly transcribe and save the moment for me to revisit later. It's how I listen to my favorite shows, and I'd love for you to try it with mine. Just check the podcast description or search ChatPods in your app store. ChatPods. Capture podcast highlights, anytime, anywhere. Okay, let's go back to our Reddit stories. The next post isn't your typical Reddit drama. It's raw, heartbreaking, and honestly, so human. Let's talk about what it's like to love someone who's battling dissociative identity disorder, or DID. So, OP shares this deep emotional snapshot of life with his wife, who has DID. For those unfamiliar, DID is a complex mental health condition where someone has multiple distinct identities or alters. It sounds like OP is doing everything he can to be supportive, but it's not easy. Here's how it went down. OP and his wife were supposed to have an us night, a night for just them, reconnecting. When he got home, she was in the shower washing off messages her alter had written in Sharpie all over her stomach. OP joined her, kissed her stomach, and told her he loved her. Sweet, right? He's trying to hold on to her no matter what. But then dinner happened. Her therapist replied to an upsetting email that one of her alters had sent at 4 a.m. She didn't remember sending it because that's how DID works. The email exchange, though compassionate, threw her into a spiral. She shut down, pulling away from OP, not saying a word. She took some medication, went to bed, and left OP sitting on the couch with cold tea and a heartbreak he didn't know how to fix. The thing is, OP gets it. He knows she's fighting battles he can't fully understand. He sees her strength, her courage, her resilience. But that doesn't make it any less lonely for him. He misses his best friend, the one he could laugh with, play board games with, fall asleep beside, the one who isn't constantly at war with her own mind, and that's the part that wrecks me. He's not angry at her. He's not blaming her. He just misses her. And he's scared to burden his friends with his feelings because they're all going through their own stuff. It's this perfect storm of compassion and isolation. But here's the silver lining. OP updated the post to say that the next morning was better. His wife was feeling more like herself, and they planned to have hot cocoa together that night. He's holding on to hope, and honestly, that's everything. If you're listening to this and you're going through something similar, whether you're the one with DID or you're loving someone who has it, just know you're not alone. OP's story is proof of that. It's okay to feel lonely, and it's okay to reach out, even when it feels like the hardest thing to do. Okay, let's get into this one, because it's a mix of frugality, friendship, and fancy fashion. This week's Ada story is about a woman whose husband wants her to sell some high-end designer clothes her friend gifted her, but she's not budging. Here's the story. OP's friend, who's clearly got the kind of money most of us only dream about, gave her a few Armani pieces worth a total of $3,000. For context, two of the pieces alone cost $1,000 and $1,500 each. These are the kinds of clothes OP says she's only ever seen on TV. She's not the type to splurge on this stuff herself, so she's over the moon about the gift. She even got special bags to keep them in pristine condition. Her husband, though, not feeling it. He sees dollar signs. To him, those clothes could mean a new couch for the family. He points out how wild it is that a few pieces of fabric could be worth a couch, which, yeah, kind of fair. But OP isn't on board. She loves the clothes, feels like selling them would offend her friend, and frankly, just doesn't want to give them up. Cue the argument. He accuses her of putting the clothes ahead of their family's comfort, but OP stands firm. She does some problem solving, though. After posting, she updates to say she's found some secondhand couches that fit their budget, 100 each from Ashley's. And she's taken it a step further by listing her husband's unused Oculus, Switch, and PS5 on Marketplace. She tells him he can sell those if he's that worried about money, but the dresses, off limits. Oh, and for context, they're not poor. Bills are paid, the family isn't going hungry. It's just that OP is a self-described frugal minimalist and wants to save any extra cash for their kids' Christmas gifts. Her husband, meanwhile, just wants something new for the house, which, in his defense, isn't unreasonable. So, is OP the asshole? Honestly, I don't think so. The clothes were a gift, and they clearly mean a lot to her, not just in value, but in how special they make her feel. Plus, she found a solution for the couch without touching the dresses. If her husband wants something new and shiny, maybe he should sell the PlayStation 5 he's not playing.